Okay, we are continuing our study of the commentary of the Maharal. We begin Parshas Vayera. Vayera opens up with the appearance of Hashem. Hashem comes to visit Avraham. Chazal tells, Rashi quotes, Avraham was recovering from his bris milah, which he had just performed at the end of last week's Parsha, and Hashem comes to visit him. And the Torah tells us exactly where this takes place. Vayera, Elav Hashem, Hashem appeared to him, Be'elone Mamre, in the plains, in the area belonging to a person known as Mamre. Who is Mamre? So this is actually the third time that this phrase has appeared, that where we see the plains of Mamre, that's where Avraham lived. And the Torah actually told us in last week's Parsha that Mamre was part of a chevra of three people, Aner, Eshkol, and Mamre. They were Baalei Bris Avraham. They were colleagues, they were a chevra together with Avraham. The Torah tells us that when Avraham's nephew Lot had been taken captive in the war of the four kings and the five kings, and someone escaped to tell Avram that his nephew was taken captive, the Torah says, he came, the person who escaped from the war, came to Elone Mamre, to where Avram lived, together with Aner and Eshkol, who were the Baalei Bris. They were colleagues, friends, Baalei Bris. They had a covenant together, Avram, Aner, Eshkol, and Mamre, to tell Avram. And so that's where Hashem appears to Avram in the beginning of this week's parashah. Rashi asks the question, who cares where Avraham was? Wherever he was living, he was living. Wherever Hashem appeared to him, he appeared to him. It's not relevant to the story to know where physically Avraham's tent was. So Avram says, no, it is important to know. Because this was a schus, this was a merit, it was a reward to Mamre, that Hashem should appear to Avram in his piece of land. What did Mamre do? Rashi says that he should merit, that Hashem appears to Avram in his land. Hu shenasan lo eitza al hamila. Mamre gave Avram the advice to go ahead with the mila, to do the circumcision on himself. Avram was 99 years old. So since Mamre gave Avram advice that he should go ahead with the bris mila, lefikach nigla alav b'chelko, therefore Hashem appeared to Avraham in Mamre's chelek. Rashi here, without quoting the entirety of the Medrash, but he's referring to a Medrash that said that when Avram was given the command by Hashem at the end of last week's parsha to do the bris mila, he gathered his chevra together and he said, what should I do? Hashem gave me this command to do bris mila, what should I do? And the Medrash records that Aner and Eshkol both said in their in different ways, they said, forget it, you're crazy, how could you do such a thing? You're not going to make it, you're too old, the nations of the world are going to think you're crazy. They said, don't do it. And Mamre said, listen, I don't know, it doesn't seem rational to me, but if Hashem told you to do it, you should go ahead and do it. So Rashi quotes, since Mamre gave Avram that piece of advice to go ahead and do it, his reward is that Hashem appeared to Avram as he was recovering from the bris milah in his portion. So says Rashi. Asks the Maral the obvious question, which you're all thinking right now, which is, what? That's not part of the story we learned in school, that when Hashem tells Avram Avinu to do a bris milah, that he gathers his chevra together and says, like, what should I do? And Mamre said, do it. So he said, oh, okay, fine, I'm going to do it. Avram needed advice. He asked his chevra what he should do, and because Mamre said, yeah, he gets through. Why is Avram asking advice on bris mila? He doesn't need advice. Hashem told him to do it. He did it. That's Maral's question. Answers Maral with two unbelievable answers. Fascinating insight. Says Maral number one, he needed to do this because Avram had a thought in his head. He said, I just got this tzibur, I just got this command from Hashem to do bris mila. If I do bris mila, and I don't tell anybody beforehand that I'm going to do it, they're going to say, they out there in the world are going to say, yeah, you know, Avram did it. Shelo sha'al eitzah, because he didn't ask anybody. Had Avram asked somebody whether he should do this, we would have told him he's crazy, and he would have listened. The only reason why Avram carried out this crazy act is because he never sought counsel, he didn't ask anyone, and he was just overwhelmed with the command, and he did it. But had he asked us, and we would have explained to him why it doesn't make any sense, people would have said he never would have done it. So in order that no one ever say that Avram wasn't of sound body and sound mind when he carried it through, see, he gathered his chevra, he said, what should I do? And they all gave him advice, and he didn't care what they would say. They would say yes, they would say no, he wasn't interested. He just wanted to go through the process of, look, I'm talking this through so that no one should think I didn't think about this. Just like the Maral says, when Hashem gives Avram the command to sacrifice his son, which we'll read about at the end of this week's Parsha, the Pasuk says it was at the end of the third day that Avram arrives at the place that Hashem had commanded him. And Rashi there comments, why did he have to give him a place to go that was 3 days away? Tell him, take your son, go bring him to me as a carbon right now. Why did he have to travel 3 days? So Rashi there says, at the end of this week's Parsha, in order that no one say that Avram didn't have a chance to think this through. He walked for 3 days to get to his destination so that it was clear what he was planning on doing, and he did so with a sound mind. He had thought it through, and in the same way, So the Maharal comments, that's why Avram asked all of his chavra what he should do, so that no one should say that he didn't think it through. No one should say he didn't realize that what he was doing didn't make sense. He realized, he knew, he said, Hashem told me to do this, that's what I'm going to do. That's answer number one, says the Maharal. Then the Maharal says, another beautiful answer. You know why he asked him Eitza, he said? He says, because kach hi derech ba'alei bris. That is the approach of people who are friends. If you are a Baal Bris, you're a colleague, you have a relationship with someone, you cannot do something shelo yaseh ha'echad shum davar below das chaver. You can't do something without telling your friends. It's not, a relationship means I don't do major things without telling you. A husband can't come home and say, I just bought a new house today. What do you mean you bought a new house? You didn't tell me? We didn't talk about this. This is another way I covered the finance. It's not a matter of the finances. It's a matter of you can't do certain things and not tell me. I quit my job. What, were you thinking about this? A big thing. You do a big thing. The nature of the relationship demands you talk it through with the people with whom you're close. Lo shum chayev l'shmoa. Not that you have to listen to the other person's advice. If you say, this is what I want to do, and your wife says, you can't do that. Sometimes I'm going to do it anyway. I don't have to listen to everything that my colleagues, my friends, my spouse says, but I can't do something without telling them that I'm planning on doing it. Without telling them. Do what you want to do. Every individual does what they do. You can't do it. That's a relationship. Avram was in a relationship. He had friends. He had colleagues. They lived together. They were part of a group. They fought with each other. They protect. You got it. So Hashem gives him this massive command, 99 years old. So he said, how could I do this without telling them, keeping them in the loop of what it is that I'm doing? We find this all the time. People get offended, like, you didn't tell me. You didn't tell me. That means that we don't have the kind of relationship, because if we had the kind of relationship, you would tell me. Therefore, Avram told his friends, not because he cared what they would say, because he had to tell them. That's what people do. That's what it means to be in a relationship. Mamre is the only one who said, yes, do it. As a reward to Mamre for saying yes, Hashem appeared in Mamre's chelek. Why?
If he's going to have a brief.
How do you know? I don't know. Okay, it doesn't mean it didn't happen. No, I don't know. So anyway, that's the Rashi. So that's what the Maharal explains. So Mamre, who said yes, had the merit of having it in his chelek. Did Avram need to ask him because he wasn't sure what to do? No. He wanted to ask him either because no one should say he didn't think about it, or he had an obligation because of the relationship he was in. That's what people in relationships do. They tell people with whom they're close what they're thinking about doing, what they want to do. They have a dialogue about it, and then each can decide what they want to do.